I'm interviewing Lila, is that right? Lila Bishop at 301K. It's about 1:30. And I'm going to ask you to say your name.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead and if you want to say your full name.
Lila Bishop.
Okay. And when were you born?
In 1912.
All right. Okay, Mrs. Bishop, you were born in 1912. Where were you born?
In Kansas. Hartford, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And consequently, all my first training years were in Kansas.
I see.
And around Hartford, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Or Emporia. In fact, we went to, both of us went to Emporia to college.
Uh-huh. Now, where's Emporia?
Well, it's about 20 miles from Hartford. There aren't any particularly distinguishing factors that I can think of, except it's on the Neosho River.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good play. Playhouse for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Did what did you take at school? What were you?
Well, we both took music.
Both you and your husband?
Yes.
Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Is that L-Y-N-N?
That's right.
Okay. And when did you graduate from, now was it a college or junior college? Or?
Yes, it was a full scale state college.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's at the door.
Okay, I'm going to stop for a second. Okay, so did both of you major in music?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what did you, what was your...
Piano was my forte. And then, of course, voice was Lynn's. He was, and his teaching was all in the vocal department.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you met?
Yes, really. This you won't want to put down, but it always amuses me when I think about it. My first meeting was with him was at what shall I call it? A state contest for high school students. I was playing a lot of accompaniments for my school, and so my teacher said, "Just go there and stay the week." And no point in your coming back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So I went up there and stayed a week. Well, the last day of this, I was sitting in I don't know if this is important enough even to talk about it, but I was sitting in the auditorium where they were having this contest. And I was getting ready to play for the flute solos. Well, Lynn came down the aisle, and it was about 4 o'clock, and the sun just struck him like this, you know. It was just like a blaze of light, practically, because he had red hair. Almost red hair, anyway. And I thought, wow. And then I looked at his flute, which was also grabbing the sun. And, well, that was sort of the beginning right there.
Wow. Knight in shining armor?
Yes.
So then you went to college together after that?
Yes, Lynn had already been to school for 1 year when I went. And I'm a little vague about this because that's been a long time ago, you know. So I can't remember, but there was a year difference in when we enrolled in school. And Lynn was there for 1 year first. And I think probably he was there for 1 year after this exposure in the auditorium. Because I don't think that he would have been in that contest if he'd already been in college.
Mm-hmm. So when did you move to Le Grand?
Well, that was quite a while ago. I should have looked up a lot of records, I guess.
You can guess, estimate it.
We moved to La Grande. For a long time after that. Then taught in Gridley High School. And I taught in Hartford High School I'm vague again about this. I don't really know how many years, 2 or 3 years anyway. Mm-hmm. And then Lynn got a job in a bigger school, and we moved. And by that time, we decided to get married, and we got married and moved on to this bigger school in Emporia. Mm-hmm. And then we went to college there. Lynn was already in college in Emporia, mm-hmm. and I was just ready for college, and so that's where I went to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you probably moved to La Grande in the 30s? Was it in the 30s that mm-hmm. you probably came out?
Yes, it would have been the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Probably mid-30s or late-30s, do you think?
Well, I'd have to figure. I should have asked you for the questions before
you
came
don't
I
worry.
Could have looked up the answers.
It's not really that important. I'm just trying to get a feel for what the time period mm-hmm. was. So in the 30s at some point.
Well, Lynn taught 4 years, I think, in Gridley School, and we were in Emporia quite a bit of that time. And then we moved on to, let's see, where did we live for sure? Well, we just lived in Emporia. Mm-hmm. And he taught there and for a while.
Mm-hmm. Did you come to La Grande because of a job that he got? Did he apply for a job here? Or how'd you get to La Grande?
Well, that's the way we got to La Grande. Lynn wanted a job in a bigger school, and one was maybe more opportunities outside of school mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
So his job opened up, and I have to do an awful lot of raking of backs of curtains and
yeah.
so on.
So was it Eastern Oregon College or Teachers College at the time? Do you remember what the name of it
was? I don't remember that it was ever called Teachers College on
uh-huh.
our papers. I think it was just Eastern Oregon College.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, Eastern Oregon University, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So when you came to La Grande, and he began to teach at the college, were you also teaching at that time?
I was teaching, but not at the college. I was teaching piano and organ
mm-hmm.
to the students, and it was for campus credit, but I didn't... I don't think you could say I was on the staff particularly. You
mm-hmm.
know.
But you were teaching the students there, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. and I wasn't doing much in the way of classroom teaching for a while
mm-hmm.
because they needed somebody for the individual teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they got.
Uh-huh. So what was the college like when you first came? What were the students like, and what was the college like when you first came to Eastern?
Well, it's a good question in many ways, but it's a hard question to answer because, you see, this was my first college experience, and so I really had no comparisons to make.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed to me that it was a very nice place to be in. And the buildings were fine. There was a music hall that was separate. And there was a big auditorium that was separate. And
Was this in Inlow Hall? Was this where you taught, in Inlow Hall? Or do you know where it was that you taught?
Well, I didn't teach in Inlow Hall, I don't think, because that was an auditorium, if I remember correctly. But there was a music hall, a separate music hall, where
the
classes were. Well, it was just music. As far as I was concerned, it was a music hall.
Mm-hmm. And it had classrooms and practice rooms.
Uh-huh. And we had regular classrooms like you'd have any place. Mm-hmm. Only there weren't so many of them, and they were all in specialized things. We didn't diversify very much.
Mm-hmm. So were there just the two of you, or were there other people?
Oh, yes, there were other people. In fact, I took lessons from a very fine voice teacher there. I took piano lessons from a very good piano teacher there.
Do you remember who that was?
Each one, Pearl Weidman.
Pearl Weidman?
And what was the name of the voice teacher? Oh, dear. You know how many this year is this event?
That's all right.
A long, long time. But she was very good. She'd had some opera experience, and you know, she was very specific about what I was to do with this and this and this and this and this. And I thought for a while, well, I'll never pass the course under her, because this is completely strange to me. But it didn't work out to be that way. She was very helpful and taught me how to sing right. You know.
Did you sing in the choir?
Oh, yes. We had about 125, I'd say, probably, in a mixed choir.
Was this community and college?
No, this was just college.
Wow.
There were quite a lot of students. I can't tell you how many, but a lot of students. And we were, what we sang was specified by them. You know, you either sang contralto or you sang soprano or whatnot.
What'd you sing?
Well, I sang alto most of the time because they were singing things that had such high, awfully high exposure. And it was fun.
Do you remember your first house in Le Grand?
Well, my parents lived in Le Grand.
Oh. Did you grow up in Le Grand?
No, not Le Grand. I'm still back in where we went to school.
Do you remember when you moved here, where you lived?
When we first came to Le Grand, I really should have taken time. I should have gotten some questions from you.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry. I can come back also. So this is just a preliminary interview. I can come back later too, and we can ask you some more questions as well. So, you and Lynn moved to Le Grand, and you were working at the college. And what kind of place do you think Le Grand was at that time? I mean, what kind of town would you call it at that time?
Well, of course it looked big to me because we'd come from smaller places. But I expect it wasn't as big probably as it is now.
Did you was it a big change from you from Kansas?
Well, yes and no. What I was doing was a big change. My job was a big change, but I don't know that I noticed so much difference in the environment. You know, mm-hmm. after all, it's still in the West.
Mm-hmm. What were you? What were the students like? Did you have students from the armed services? Were there students at the school?
Well, now we're talking over a number of years, you understand, mm-hmm. and some of those years we had military students, but only during the war years mm-hmm. did we have those. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time they were mostly just people graduating from high school and going right into college.
Mm-hmm. Mostly going into teaching, or were there a lot of different...
Mostly into teaching.
When did you have your first child? Did you have children?
Well, I had only one child, and we seemed to have a bad time trying to have this family, and so she was born in 1933, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Linda.
Nola?
Linda.
Uh-huh.
You see, we had Lynn, we had Lila, she had to be Linda.
Well, of course. Yeah. Uh-huh. So did you continue to teach classes after you had your daughter?
Yes, I did. There were never enough piano teachers. Mm-hmm. And by that time, I was pretty heavily into organ. There weren't any organ teachers. So, you know, I was just thrown in my lap.
So did you play organ at the churches?
Yes, I played organ still here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I played 29 years, I think, church
wow.
organ.
Mm-hmm. What churches did you play a lot of different
Methodist churches?
Methodist churches. Yeah. And did you taught organ also?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't have too many organ students because organ wasn't that popular back in those times, but I had only the 6-8 organ students along with the piano students.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the organ students would be through the college rather than private teaching.
Did you teach at the college or at your home?
Well, it depended on somewhat on when they wanted, where they wanted to be taught.
Mm-hmm.
The college credit was the same. Didn't make any difference whether it was at my home or whether it was on the college campus.
Mm-hmm.
I had some very good students. In fact, I've got one that's still playing organ for the Methodist Church here.
Oh, great. Who's that?
Lynetta Carter.
Oh.
What's her name? I don't know.
Is that Lynetta Paul now?
Yeah.
She was your student.
Well, I had her for 2 years in high school.
Uh-huh.
And then she quit, decided maybe she wanted to go to the university. And so when she started her college work, she went to the university up there.
Uh-huh.
But after she had a couple years in the university, she decided that she wanted the private teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came back to me, and I had... Well, I had her for at least 3 years more after that.
She's a wonderful teacher.
She's a very good musician.
Mm-hmm.
Very meticulous. And, she wrote everything down. And, you know, I was almost afraid to go to her lessons before I'd tell her something wrong.
Well, you have had both of you and your husband have had a big influence on the musicians in this valley. There's a lot of people that were taught by both of you. Do you still see some of your students that...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I haven't taught any students. You know how old I am? Figure that out. No, I haven't taught any for quite a number of years. In fact, I don't even play this piano now because I need to have a couple of cataracts removed, and I'm chicken. I don't really want to. I don't have any real reason for it.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss playing?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little bit chicken about this. My sister had cataracts removed, and one of her eyes couldn't take it, and she's blind in that eye.
Oh.
And you know, that can kind of scare the dickens out of you.
Sure.
So so I haven't done anything about them. I may get the nerve sometime, but I'm getting pretty old now. I have operations on my eyes. Yeah, as long as the library brings me she brings me 4 books every 2 weeks, mostly new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be able to get those, because since they are off the press, new off the press, you know, it's not very likely that I know anything about them.
Mm-hmm. That's great. They deliver them to you, huh? Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Well, it's a service that they offer here, probably through the university. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about the changes that you saw from the university when you arrived, or the college when you arrived, to what it's like today. What are some of the changes that you have seen come through the music area?
You know, you're talking about this particular university.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the facilities are better. You see, we've got this fabulous new auditorium over here.
Yeah.
Which we didn't have. And I can't remember exactly when it was built, but it hasn't been here all that long, I know. And I'm delighted with the fact that although I'm handicapped now, they will accommodate me. And I can go in the wheelchair, and there are a couple of spots for wheelchair people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm much more comfortable that way than I would be if I was just sitting in a regular seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to most of the plays. I get season tickets always for the symphony, and I don't get season tickets for the plays because I'm not all into all of them. Now, just recently, for instance, they had Fiddler on the Roof. Well, I don't know whether you've looked through your archives. I guess I could use enough to know when these things happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really don't know myself.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy Fiddler on the Roof?
Well, I enjoyed it very much when Lynn and what was his name? The man that was doing the
Lyle Schwartz? Was it Lyle?
No, it was before Lyle Schwartz, the one before him.
Oh, Dick Hyatt?
Dick Hyatt.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Dick was wonderful. It was before that. And I thought that was wonderful. In fact, I thought it was so great that although Linda was away at school, she went to the university. Papa says, you can't go where I've been teaching. It's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was all right with me. But he just had scruples about this built-in business, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
so
Lynn
was
see.
the choir teacher? Was he the vocal teacher?
No.
Or he was instrumental teacher?
Linda was going to the university at that time.
Mm-hmm.
She had graduated from your college. She was doing advanced work.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she got her master's at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And she did can't remember. I think she got all of her doctorate away from here.
Mm-hmm. What did your husband teach at the college?
Well, starting in at the early stages, he taught practically everything in music. But as things progressed and as we got more students, he was teaching mostly the instrumental things. Mm-hmm. And he taught for the first 3 or 4 years, maybe vocal music too. But it finally went into the band work mostly.
Mm-hmm. Also mostly band. Did he teach orchestra also?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did he like it? Did he love it? Was that his passion?
Well, I don't know that he had any choice. Now, I don't know whether you mean as one compared to the other.
Mm-hmm.
He liked to sing better than he liked to play.
Hmm.
But I think as far as teaching was concerned, I'm not sure that it made any difference.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things would he sing?
Oh, the Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of those things.
Was he an opera singer, or was he a...
No.
No?
No, not really. In fact, he always made fun of his voice, and I said, Lynn, people like to hear you sing, just accept it.
Would you ever sing together, the two of you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did he sing in the choir as well?
He directed the choir.
Oh, he directed it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think every place he was. I know he directed the choir in the Methodist Church here,
mm-hmm.
even. And that was after he had church choirs for about 28 or 29 years.
Mm-hmm. So did you start in the Methodist Church when you moved here? I mean, in the 30s, did you start going to the Methodist Church?
Well, I grew up in the Methodist Church in Hartford, Kansas. And I played for them they didn't have an organ, but I played for them for a long time when I was in school. And then after that, it was just kind of all melted in, you know. Because there weren't too many people who got enough proficiency to be able to do things kind of off the cuff like you have to do with a lot of that stuff.
Why did you like playing the organ? What was it about the organ that you liked?
It was the need. Nobody could play the organ.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful organ and nobody could play it.
In the Methodist Church here?
In the Methodist Church in Topeka. You see, we didn't stay in a small town for a long time. Lynn's last years were in Topeka, High School.
So when you came to La Grande and you started playing at the Methodist Church, you played the organ in the Methodist Church for a long time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I started to figure out the other day and decided it was 29 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Probably I played the organ.
Uh-huh. What's the difference for you between playing the organ and playing the piano?
Oh, all the difference in the world.
What? So explain to me, because I don't play either.
Well, playing the organ is an instrumental playing that you get help with the way the instrument is built. You know, there are all kinds of stuff inside that instrument that's going to help you. You know, something went wrong one Sunday, for instance, and I couldn't make one key sound. It absolutely wouldn't sound. So I had said something about it. Well, there was somebody in the audience who really knew a little bit about the way things were, and he said, well, if you can do without it this Sunday, I'll fix it so you can play next Sunday. And it was what they call a cipher. A key sticks, and you can't get it loose, and it just sounds all the time, and then you drives you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But actually an organ is a mechanical thing. Everything's got to work on it. If it doesn't work, you're in trouble, real bad trouble. And that's not true with the piano.
Mm-hmm. So which do you prefer? If you had a choice and you could play either one, which one would you have chosen?
Oh, I think I'd always take my first love, the piano. Because the piano is right there, and you put your hands on it, you get the sound. You don't have to worry about ciphers. You don't have to worry about getting the right combinations to sound good, you know. Mm-hmm. But I like the organ, too, and certainly for church, everybody should have an organ. Because mm-hmm. there's so much more possibility mm-hmm. for sound.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynetta is still playing this organ.
Yeah. Do you, when you listen to Lynetta play, do you ever feel like you can hear yourself in some of the way she plays?
I don't think I ever put myself in it, but I think, yeah, she's got it. That's the way it goes. You know?
Uh-huh.
You know, she's very talented.
Uh-huh. Can you talk about Lynetta?
She had some ties. I don't know how these came about with some people in Russia. And about 2 years ago, they asked her if she'd come over and play a concert for them. And I think she stayed over and gave some lessons to them, too. And now she's been going back. I think she just got back recently from a trip over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go back again to when you first moved here and you were working at the college and Lynn was teaching. What were the students like in the early days when you first came? How would you characterize them?
Well, there are so many different people in the students, you know, so many different talents, for one thing, and so many different things that they can do and things that they can't do. So I don't know, that would be possibly a whole other thing to talk about.
Well, I just wondered if there was a difference in the generations that you saw between the students of the 30s or the 40s or the 50s.
Yes, I think there was a difference in this way. They'd had more previous experience and more previous lessons when they got to this level.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first started out with organ particularly, they didn't have any background at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tough.
Was that because of the Depression, that people didn't get lessons?
No, it was just a progression of moving on from the piano to the organ, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, we're talking about money here, because you don't play the organ if you don't have lessons, and quite a lot of lessons. So that's part of it.
Mm-hmm. So during the war years, did, you know, in the 40s, did people have less or more funds to pay for lessons? Did it change?
Well, the lessons were still pretty cheap during World War II.
How much did you charge for a lesson?
Well, that depended on where they were. On a general scale, probably $4 a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't take an organ lesson in half an hour. You know, you can take a piano lesson in a half an hour and get something out of it, but
mm-hmm.
you just started on the organ. You need to have at least 45 minutes and better to have an hour.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be more expensive because of the time involved.
Were the Oregon students more dedicated just because it was more difficult?
No, I think individual students are individual students.
Yeah.
Regardless of where they are, they are dedicated according to their psyche.
Right. What did you and Lynn and Linda do for fun in Le Grand when you weren't working?
Well, there was the river, for one thing. Good place to swim.
Where did you swim?
In the North Shore River. Mm-hmm. And they also had swimming pool on the campus. Mm-hmm. After a while, you know, all these things just kind of worked in gradually. But I think when you're trying to get comparisons to how things were at that time and how they are now, I don't think there's that much difference in the basic training. Mm-hmm. I think you pretty much have to start at the same place and go to the same place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you and Lynn went out at night, were there restaurants that you liked to go to in the 30s and 40s? Would you like to go out and eat?
Yes. And one of the nice things when we were going to college in Emporia was they had every weekend a college ball.
Oh.
And you could, one weekend it would be, what did they call it? Well, you didn't pay for it.
The admission
was free. Uh-huh. And then the next time was you paid through the nose, you know, mm-hmm. like $1.50, which was an awful lot of money at that time.
Mm-hmm. Did they have dances at Eastern? Did you go to dances
yes.
at Eastern?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You see, there was quite a music campus there. That was the best place. I thought, and we all thought, to get a music education in Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There were other places you could go, including the university. But the university we decided right off was for people who wanted to go into operatic singing or something of that sort.
Right.
You know, mostly solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to go out with the idea of teaching what we learned.
Right, right. So when you came to Le Grand, did you continue to go to dances, or were there dances at Eastern?
Well, we danced until we got too old.
Uh-huh.
To dance. Yeah.
What kind of dancing did you do?
Oh, ballroom dancing.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was... Dancing was the way we met.
Oh.
Dancing was what we did. And the nice thing about it was that most of the dancing you didn't have to pay for.
Right, right. So were there places that you could go dance in Le Grand? Did you go dancing in Le Grand? Ballroom dancing?
Yes.
Was it downtown? Was there a place to go dancing downtown? Or?
There wasn't much place to go except college-supported things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not very much.
Hmm. So where did you learn to ballroom dance?
Well, we learned in the younger years of college.
Mm-hmm.
In Emporia.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful that you danced.
So we had some very, very good... dance students, and I'm not saying this right because I don't mean dance students. I mean people to play for dances.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did some of the students at the college play for dances?
Yes. Oh. In fact, all of the students in the orchestras played for the dances.
Oh, fun.
I don't think they couldn't afford to hire anybody, and of course with students, you don't have to pay them a lot. They want the experience.
Did your daughter, Linda, did she, which elementary, she went to school through high school here, right?
She went to, I think how old she is and where she was when. Because she went to everything except the upper college levels.
So did she go to the Central Elementary School here in LeGrand?
No, she was through elementary school before she left Kansas. See, that was a long time ago, really.
Yeah. So was she in high school when you guys, when you moved here?
No.
So she went to LeGrand High School? Yeah.
And I wish I could fix these times a little bit better, but time gets away from you. It just really does.
Why don't you talk about how you and Lynn, what you and Lynn did in your free time? You went dancing, you went swimming. What else, what would you do in the summers when you weren't teaching?
Well, now you were talking about summer when you talked about swimming. Because we didn't swim much in the winter time, but there was a college pool and there was a high school pool, but they weren't exactly what you'd be overjoyed with, you know. And Linda was very musical from the word go. She just picked up everything like that. So it was easy to find things for her to do.
So what did she play?
She played the flute and piccolo.
Is she still
mostly
playing?
Yes. In fact, she played a concert with their orchestra from Wisconsin in, where was it, Rotterdam, or one of those, one of those towns over there. They got together an outfit of 15 people and used some things, and Linda married a musician, and he's a composer. Along with other things. He teaches where they are now. And that's in Wisconsin.
Any grandchildren?
One of their own, but they had such a long time before they thought that they were going to have any that they had adopted one. So they adopted one Chinese boy when he was, well, before he was born, actually. Got him when he was about 3 weeks old. From Taiwan. And right now, he's in Portland State, finishing his second year at Portland State. But, you see, when they came out to see us, they came through Portland. And they stayed overnight. And they came down to see us in a rented car, and they stayed all night, and they came back. And he knew Portland before he ever enrolled. And then it was kind of funny for a whole year, at least, before he went to school. He had college catalogs. You couldn't sit any place in that living room. There was a college catalog here. It took him the longest time to decide where he wanted, and he decided he wanted to go to this place where he already knew things. He had been to the university, he'd been through it, he'd been to the rooms and been to the classes, and he'd met a lot of the professors, and, you know, he just felt as if he was knowledgeable for that place, where, mm-hmm. whereas he didn't feel that way for other places, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And it's fine, except it's kind of expensive to have to pay, you know, pay, well, I don't want to say, the plane fare.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Has he been out here to see you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. They were out here every year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll continue to be out here every year, even after he graduates, if he does graduate from Portland State.
What were some of the highlights for you about the musical experiences that you had with Lynn in LeGrand? What are some of the things that you remember that were highlights for you?
Well, my problem is we've been enough places now that I get kind of confused about what happened where mm-hmm. and when. And I don't know. Well, one of the highlights for me was the year I started the organ.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, that was different, and that was fun, and that was really like branching out.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the boys, Benjamin is the one that's adopted, and he's 20 years old now, and he will be going back for his third year
mm-hmm.
in Portland State next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive for them to have to pay transportation, but the college where Hugo is teaching pays the tuition.
Oh, that's good.
So, of course, he has to pay his own room and board and so on, but he doesn't have to pay tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Any other school, mm-hmm. as long as it isn't any more than it is at Carroll College where he teaches.
Oh.
Well, Carroll College is a private school,
uh-huh.
and their tuition is...
That's the one in Montana? Hmm? Carroll College in Montana, or where is that?
Well, there are Carroll Colleges, three or four places. This one happens to be in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, going back to... Union County, like Union County. Can you remember any highlights in Union County that things that while you were raising your daughter and Lynn was teaching at the college, any shows that you remember or concerts that really were important or to recall that you thought were really great? You mentioned the Fiddler on the Roof.
Mm-hmm.
You thought that was great. Was there were there other shows or
oh,
concerts?
Oh yes, there were lots of them. Lynn did the music for all of the shows after we came here.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have we been here? 29 years or something like
mm-hmm.
that. Quite
mm-hmm.
a long time anyway. And so he did the music for a lot of shows. And I think that's why the boys thought maybe they might enjoy going to Portland State.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
did he was the director for the musicals that went on at the college?
Well, there were two directors, actually. There was the spoken word director, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the one that... for the singing and for the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. And that was Lynn?
Well, Lynn did the music.
And Dick Hyatt did a lot.
And Dick Hyatt did the teaching of the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other musicals besides Fiddler that you liked?
Yes. There was a musical almost every year.
Uh-huh.
And that, we're talking about a lot of years,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones that I always remember is that one that was... Well, it was made for a movie star. Once Upon a Mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that one was such fun. Uh-huh. I went to several of the rehearsals for that just because it was fun watching the rehearsals. And then when Fiddler of the Roof came along, I was bored, and I thought, I've got through six weeks of this. I don't know whether I can take it or not.
Uh-huh.
So I went, and I went into every rehearsal after that.
Oh.
I was entranced with that show.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw it this year, and what is it, Phil Platt? Now, don't you write this down.
Oh, I won't. I won't. We're concentrating on.
But they changed it so much; it wasn't at all like the show that they did.
Before. That's too bad.
Well, they overemphasized the building of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were always building something else on the stage. Well, they just overdid that, and that meant that they had to leave out some of the.
So when did Lynn play in the orchestra, or was he directed the orchestra?
No, he directed the orchestra. Because of course that's the thing that's interesting about playing for plays. Everything is on an acute timing schedule. You gotta be right there, right now. And I remember one of them. I can't remember the name of it, but they were building a barn on the stage. Do you remember anything about building a barn on the stage?
Would that be for Oklahoma or something like that?
Well, it wasn't Oklahoma per se, but it was probably more like that than any other one.
Mm-hmm.
And they were singing their little lungs out and their hearts out and everything. And then all of a sudden, they turned around and faced the audience and started out with this song. And it was so funny. I never will forget that.
And the music had to be timed perfectly to them building that barn.
And it had to be, because it took 111 bars, I remember, of music in order to have enough music to play that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So did you were you ever in a musical up at the college? Even though you sang in a choir?
No, I don't have any musical feeling for action. I don't want it. I'll sit down and play for one. I did a lot of playing, rehearsing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you were the accompanist for a while?
Well, I never was the accompanist for anything performed, because I didn't think that was my job, that somebody on campus should do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
so who did you accompany quite a few people while you were here? Were you accompanying some of the faculty members when they played recitals? And
yes, in fact, my piano teacher asked me if I wouldn't play second piano for something that she wanted to do a two piano thing with.
Oh, great.
And I was so swelled up about it that she couldn't speak to me for a week. I couldn't understand why she chose me to do it, but I think it's because maybe I was a little more stable with my rhythm and some of those things, because I was pretty particular about that. But,
Did you like playing recitals with people from the college? Did you like doing that when they played, you know, a flute or a clarinet or whatever?
I liked playing for them much better than standing up there and playing for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we had to play some solo things. In fact, once a month we had to get up on the stage and play something from memory on the stage. It scared me to death for the first couple of years.
Did you accompany Lynn when he was teaching here? Did you accompany him for recitals?
Yes, I accompanied him all the time.
Did you enjoy playing with each other?
Oh, sure. He was really an excellent player. And very reliable, you know. There was never any, this is a quarter note, play it as a quarter note.
So do you think that a lot of the communication between the two of you was in your music?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And I was so mad at myself last year that he was here and working with these plays that I hadn't gone to more of the recitals, because there are some, I know that one of the Once Upon a Mattress, I would have really enjoyed going to those. But Linda was still in high school then, and, you know, I didn't want to leave her so many nights, and mm-hmm. I thought maybe she needed a little more tender loving care than that, but...
So was Lynn gone a lot when you guys were living here? Was he gone a lot with music?
Don't ever marry a music supervisor. I was lucky if I saw him.
Uh-huh.
You know, he went to school lots of times, 7:30 in the morning, to get things set up for all day. Mm-hmm. And then at night, he'd come in and grab something to eat, and then he'd go back and have a 6:30 rehearsal, and then following that, a 7:30 rehearsal maybe. Because that was the only time you had for these special organizations. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it had to be the big choir or the, you know.
So did he conduct the Grand Ron Symphony?
Just as the guest conductor.
Uh-huh.
Because he was not the orchestra conductor. Mm-hmm. For the...
Would he ever play his flute in the Grand Ron Symphony?
Oh, yes. He played the flute every time they needed him.
And you went to most of those concerts?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Did you notice a change through the years? Did the orchestra seem to get better through the years, or what did you think?
Well, there was just so much difference, actually. the orchestras got bigger, one thing. They got better, another thing. That's about all I can say, but that sort of says it all.
Have you met the current conductor?
Yes, I have. He's a funny little fellow.
I've been here 12 years, and I think we've had 5 orchestra conductors.
Well, you've done a lot of shows yourself then, haven't you?
I have.
What did you like?
Oh, gosh. Of all the shows? That's a hard one. Very hard one to say. Lyle Schwartz directed a show about, 9 years ago called Crazy for You.
Oh,
do you remember that one? Crazy for You?
I remember the title, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it was written in the 30s. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it was probably my favorite. Yeah, it was wonderful. So... yeah. So if you had your choice between going to a concert or going to a play or going to a recital, which would you choose?
I'd go to a concert.
What is it that you like about listening to a concert?
Oh, the solidity of it, you know, and the fact that you've got all the instruments represented, and it's a nice, big, full, meaty sound. You can't get anyplace else, really.
Do you close your eyes when you listen to music?
Sometimes. Now, this last year, I was on a wheelchair the whole year, and so I... couldn't do much of anything, but I can't move into this place, and Jody, who runs it, was evincing some interest when they were going to have filler on the roof, and I said, well, I really, really enjoyed that when I was in school, and when I was back, you know, And so I said, I think you'd enjoy it. I'll get you a ticket if you would like to take me to that.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided she would like to. She's going to buy a season ticket this year.
Oh, great.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's wonderful. See, you're still bringing people to music, aren't you?
Yes, yes. And
so what would your advice be for a budding musician? I mean, someone that just started playing the piano. What would your advice be for someone that really wanted to study music?
Try to be accurate. Don't just welsh through something, you know. But try to do it right. Because unless you're doing it right, you're not going to get any place with it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Especially for those poor people that have to accompany you, right?
Oh, yes. Well, I was delighted one afternoon before the music contest in the spring, I guess it was. You know Elizabeth Dreyer? Dyer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was a pupil of mine for years and years and years. And she was... be still. I wish they could bury all these cell phones.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So you were talking about Elizabeth? She was your pupil?
Yes, she started probably in the fourth or fifth grade.
Mm.
And she was right there in Hartford for all that time. And,
mm-hmm.
and so I had her. And then later on, I had her for a couple years of organ.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it was nice. Well, anyway, she called in the spring and said she had some people she was playing for the contest. And could she bring them over and play them with the accompaniment, of course, and get my ideas about it. So that was fun, you know, having her come over and enough confidence in me to tell her the right things,
mm-hmm.
I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But how many students do you think you had over the years? 100, 200, 300?
Gosh, I don't know. A lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you enjoyed teaching?
Yes, I think I enjoy it more than playing.
Hmm. Why is that?
Well, I can sit back and analyze better what's going on
mm-hmm.
if I'm not doing the playing, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why I would like to see them do this... Oh, Carol.